Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Nama Chaja Hirasta Kurki Tante Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitanam Shidwita Girada Shivasa Gaur Bhakti Nishira Krishna Kobukopinasham Gandhavan Giri Gauvardhan Ki Ki Vrindavandam Ki Mayapurna Vrindam Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Chamuna Mai Ki Samavita Bhakti Vrinda Ki Glory some devotees, glory some devotees, oh glory some devotees, oh glory Sri Gauranga Pramanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate. The reading in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 19, verse 17. Okay. Bhattacharya Pandito Bhisha Trishaloya. Bhattacharya Pandita Bhisha Trishaloya. Bhagavata Vichara Karena Shabate Vashiya. Bhattacharya Pandita Bhisha Trishaloya. Bhagavata Vichara Karen Shabate Vashiya.
Bhagavata Vichara Karena Shabate Vashiya.
Bhattacharya Pandita Bhisha Trishaloya. Bhagavata Vichara Karena Shabate Vashiya.
Bhattacharya Pandita Bhisha Trishaloya.
Bhagavata vichar karen shabate bashiya. Vichaya pandita bisha krisha loya. Bhagavata vichar karen shabate bashiya. Kachaja pandita bisha krisha loya. Bhagavata vichar karen shabate bashiya. Bhattacharya pandita. Learned scholars known as Bhattacharyas. Bisha Trisha. 20 or 30. Loya. Taking with him. Bhagavata Bichara. Discussion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Karam. Does. Shabhate Bhashya. Sitting in an assembly. Translation. Sri Sanatan Goswami used to discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam in an assembly of 20 or 30 learned Brahmin scholars. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the following commentary on the word Bhagavat Vichar. As confirmed in the Mundaka Upanishad 1.1.4.5, there are two kinds of educational systems. One deals with transcendental knowledge, paravidya, and the other with material knowledge, aparavidya. All the Vedas, Rigved, Yajurved, Samved, Atharvaved, and their corollaries known as Shika, Kalpa, Vyakaran, Nirukta, Chanda, and Jyoti belong to the inferior system of material knowledge, aparavidya. By paravidya, one can understand the akshara, Brahman, or absolute truth. As far as Vedic literature is concerned, Vedanta Sutra is accepted as the paravidya. Srimad Bhagavatam is an explanation of the paravidya. Those who aspire for liberation, mukti or moksha, and introduce themselves as Vaidantika, are equal to those groups aspiring to improve religion, dharma, economic development, artha, and sense gratification, kama. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha are called chaturvarga. They are all within the system of inferior material knowledge. Any literature giving information about the spiritual world, spiritual life, spiritual identity, and spirit soul is called paravidya. Srimad Bhagavatam does not have anything to do with materialistic way of life. It gives transcendental information to educate people in the superior system of paravidya. Sanatana Goswami was engaged in discussing the Bhagavad Vidya, which means he discussed transcendental superior knowledge. Those who are karmi, jnani, or yogi are not actually fit to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. Only Vaishnavas or pure devotees are fit to discuss that literature, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam itself, 12.13.18. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramaham Shamekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Yatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkamyam Abhishkritam Tachindran Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchanara. Although Srimad Bhagavatam is counted among the Puranas, it is called the spotless Purana, Amala, because it does not discuss anything material. It is liked by transcendental Vaishnava devotees. The subject matter found in Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahansas. As it is said, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. A Paramahansa is one who does not live in the material world and who does not envy others. In Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is discussed to arouse the living entity to the transcendental position of Gyan, knowledge. and Vairagya pronunciation, as stated in the Bhagavatam 1 through 12. Tatshadadhana munayo gyana vairagya yuktaya pasyantyatmani chatmanam bhakya shruta grahitaya. That absolute truth is realized by the seriously inquisitive student or sage who is well equipped with knowledge and who has become detached by rendering devotional service and hearing the Vedanta Shruti. This is not sentiment. Knowledge of renunciation can be obtained through devotional service, bhakti shruti grahitaya. That is, by arousing one's dormant devotional consciousness, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna consciousness is aroused, it relieves one from fruitive activity, activity for economic improvement and material enjoyment. This relief is technically called naishkam. And when one is relieved, he is no longer interested in working hard for sense gratification. Srimad Bhagavatam is Vyasadeva's last mature contribution, and one should read and hear it in an assembly of realized souls while engaging in devotional service. At such a time, one can be liberated from all material bondage. This was the course taken by Sanatana Goswami, who retired from government service to study the Srimad Bhagavatam with learned scholars. Om Gyananda Marandasya Gyananda. Srimaditam Jainatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Garamaya. Sadati Sapadam Tikam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bhattacharya Pandita Vishatrishalaya Bhagavata Vichakara Sabhate Vasya. Sri Sanatana Goswami used to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam in an assembly of 20 or 30 learned Brahmin scholars. Okay. So, in the context here, the Nawab, who was the king of Bengal, is kind of a bad guy. And Sanatana Goswami is his chief minister of the Nawab. And his name, Sakamalit, means chief minister or the secretary, chief secretary. It's not really a name, but it's a position. So that's why it's mentioning that the other Kayasta Lobi, last time it mentioned, Lobi Kayasta Gan, Rajkari, according, they were okay with that. If Sanatana Goswami was not doing the job, they were ready to take the job. I'm sure that they were ready. In fact, it says Lobi. The greedy, they were greedy, so it means that they were probably also, like in modern politics, it doesn't take maybe 18th of a second. If someone other opposite party is doing something wrong, they immediately publicize that as far as possible. So they were, but Sanatana Goswami wasn't doing politics. This king, he wanted to invade Orissa. As Sanatana Goswami said, you want to give trouble to the personality of God. I cannot do that. I will not do like that. He said, the king wanted him to watch the kingdom and run the whole kingdom because he could do that easily, Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was about 24 years old at the time. And Rupa Goswami, all three brothers were engaged in the higher cabinet, as cabinet members, especially Sanatana and Rupa. But Sanatana Goswami was with all these pandits. Sajataya Sayasnigde Sadhu Sangha Sato Vare. Rupa Goswami is saying that one should associate with those of like-minded consciousness, even if one is studying the Bhagavatam, the Shastras. So Sanatana Goswami felt that these Bhattacharyas, 20 or 30 means that he invited, because he was a chief minister of Bengal. Taktva Tornamana Shesha Mandalapati Sada Tuccha Bhav. The Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami were known as Mandalapati by Srinivasacharya, he's writing, singing. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Go, Shri Jiva Gopalako. So being chief minister means that you can have access to everybody in the whole Bengal, practically. So you well, we can well imagine, or not even imagine, we'll know for sure that these were the top pandit bhattacharyas in the entire country that Sanatana Goswami invited. Some days there might be 20, 25, 30, like that. He was claiming he was sick. He could not come to work. So when the king went, he sent some spies first. Then he went himself and he saw, what's going on here? You're just studying some shastras. You're not sick. You have all the biggest Brahmins in the whole country here. And experts in the Bhagavatam. I mean, imagine. In those days, now we have, you know, our brains are not so great. But in those 500 years ago, those guys were really expert. And Sanatana Goswami, he didn't want to be around anyone else but these bhattacharyas. Acharyas means acharyatiya, is definition of what acharyatiya shastrani. An acharya should know the shastra, one thing, and he has to follow the shastra, swam in his own life. And Prabhupada was very particular that this word acharya, not just Gurudev or something, but acharya. Prabhupada introduced that in the West. People used to come, yogis, and nobody came as acharya. Prabhupada came as acharya, setting example. Yashastrani, he knows shastra and he follows the shastra. So Sanatana Goswami was in household life. We don't hear about that. But he considered himself Nija means very lowly. When he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nij Sanghi, although he had the association of these great bhattacharyas, he also, because he was associated, in fact, the word is pressured, or, I mean, they have much more severe word, he was held captive by the Nawab Hussein. Because Nawab Hussein Shah, he knew who was the most intelligent persons in his kingdom. So he demanded that Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami work for him. Or else, we will make big trouble for the Vaishnavas, for the Brahmanas. So he had to work. So therefore, when he approached Mahaprabhu, he said, Nij Sanghi, Kubishaya Dham. I have bad association, Nij Sanghi, and I have Kubishaya, means I'm in the well, Janamagoyan, he said, I have so many lifetimes. Therefore, he said, Kayami, I don't know who I am. Pandit Satya Koriman, Vyavahari, the local people, Gramya Vyavahari, I mean, local people means everybody thinks that I'm a big pundit, but actually, I don't even know who I am. And why? Apanar hita hita kichu inaja. I don't even know what's good for me. So please enlighten me. I'm affected by the threefold miseries constantly. It was Mahaprabhu didn't take that seriously. He said, come on, Sanatan. He already had declared Sanatan as his guru. Several times also Mahaprabhu. When he first met Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu came through Ramakeli and there were hundreds and thousands of persons following after him, but he was on his way to Vrindavan after taking sannyas. And Sanatana Goswami advised him to Dear sir, I think that it may not be good to go to Vrindavan with these lakhs and lakhs of people. So Mahaprabhu took him as guru. Yes, you are right. What is this? Some kind of show? I'll go to Vrindavan. Can you imagine? By the time I go to Vrindavan, already there's lakhs of people, hundreds of thousands. When I go to Vrindavan, there will be, can you imagine, half of India will be traveling behind him. Talk about charismatic. Mahaprabhu is walking on the road. People were grabbing pieces of road. The road became very bumpy everywhere because people were just, imagine old ladies stooped over and grabbing pieces and wrapping in their chadar. So there was bumps in the road, though. Everyone was ecstatic. People stopped doing everything. The king had been informed. There is one sadhu, mendicant. We have not seen anything like this. He came here and all the people have stopped working. And he doesn't pay them anything. They're not even eating and sleeping. They're simply chanting in ecstasy. We don't know what, we've never seen anything like that ever. Nowhere. Not even imaginable. So this was the influence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sanatana and Rupa, even hearing about it, they had already written letter. He had come to see them. They approached him with straw in the teeth, praying like the Namo Mahabala Nyaya Krishna came. Krishnaya Krishna, you are giving prema, please deliver us. So they gave up. Srinivasacharya said, Taktat Kurnamashesha Mandalapati. The mandala means the whole world, the circle of the world. Mandalapati, they were the pati, the lords of the world. And Taktat Kurnamashesha. Turnama means immediately. When they realized that Mahaprabhu appeared, gave it up. So Sanatana Goswami gave up here. Tronamashesha Mandalapatis. And how did he give it up? Sada Tuchabhat. As the most insignificant thing. Oh, I'm the chief minister of the Bengal? Nah, nothing. They put on Kopina Kanta Ashrito. Just a loincloth, basically underwear, and a torn blanket. And Sanatana Goswami was given one very nice blanket by his brother-in-law. And when he had escaped, finally he was put in jail for sometimes it is said a year and a half. Or however long he was in the jail dungeon, he bribed the jail keeper. So when he was traveling, Sri Kanta was his brother-in-law. He met with him for one day. And Sri Kanta was in a very high place. He could see Sanatana walking in the jungle along the road. And so he saw him and he said, oh, stay here now. Sanatana Goswami said, I won't stay here for one moment. Not for a moment. I'm going to see Mahaprabhu. So he gave all that up. And he had some gold coins on the way, and he gave those to the innkeeper. Somehow or other, the brother-in-law gave him the big fancy blanket, and when he came to see Mahaprabhu, he gave up everything, but somehow he still had the blanket. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing him. But glancing at the blanket, ingita, means indication. So he was looking at the blanket, just glanced. But Sanatana understood, oh, yeah, I'm silly. I've given up everything in a long time. I had this blanket. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not pleased. So he was after pleasing Mahaprabhu, that's all. He went down to the Ganga. He saw one old mendicant with a torn quilt. He said, my dear sir, I will trade you now my blanket for your torn quilt. He said, why are you joking with me like that? We read about the Hasi or something. Why you don't make fun of me? Because he said, no, I'm not making fun. Here, traded it off. So the main idea is here, he was discussing Bhagavatam. Nimnaganam yata ganga. Just as Devanamachuta Yatar. In the glorification of Bhagavatam, in the last 12th canto, just as among rivers the Ganga is the most celebrated, the greatest, among the gods, Achyuta, Krishna is the greatest. So, and amongst the Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, all the Vaishnavas, Shiva is the greatest. Of course, we can say Radharani is the greatest, but there it says in the Bhagavatam. Similarly, this Bhagavatam Yata, this Bhagavatam is the greatest, because other Puranas, they might be nice, but one has to be quite intelligent to know, because there's six Puranas, mode of goodness, six are mode of passion. They're all described also in the last part of the Bhagavatam. How many verses out of this 400,000 total Puranic verses? I mean, Skanda Purana is quite big with 81,000 like that, Padma Purana 55, and it's all given in detail. Anyani. Other Puranas might seem very nice as long as you haven't read the Srimad Bhagavatam. But when you have studied Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarvedanta Shalamishi Bhagavatam Ishate, Tadrasamrita Triptasya, one tastes rasa in the Bhagavatam. Other Puranas, they're not giving. Also, they're not describing things poetically like Bhagavatam. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivana. So here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada and Prabhupada, they're quoting this great glorification of Bhagavatam from the last chapter of Bhagavatam. There's no other Purana has 90 chapters describing Krishna. I think some have 35, and Vishnu Puranas. And no one has written commentaries. This Jiva Goswami is all saying in Tattva Sandarbha that they've written commentary, but not every verse. Commentators in our line, they've described, even Sridhar Swami, every verse is commented on. And so therefore, there could be tampering, anything could be going on with this other Puranas. But Srimad Bhagavatam is relished so much that every verse is commented. So in this verse here quoted, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amaram Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. It is the Purana that is amala. It means no mala. Mala namarchane pungsam jalasnanam dine dine. It is said about Bhagavad Gita that is amala also. Sarvopanishado gavo. Of all the Upanishads, is the essence of all the Upanishads. And it is amala. There's no mala. And just as one bathes in Ganga, one has to bathe is in the mind and hearing Bhagavad Gita, so one has to hear Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati, it's also said here about, and quoted, one will get their Vairagya. There's no need to make extra endeavor for Gyan and Vairagya. All Gyan is here. It says, Tatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naiskanam Aviskritam. All knowledge one will get here. Vidya Bhagavatavati, the ocean of Vidya is in Bhagavatam. One has to in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Tad Parad Ishvara. No, there's no need of any other scripture when you have Bhagavatam. Dharma Prajita Kaita Vota Paramon Nirmatsam. And it's also mentioned in this purport, one has to be non-envious. Paramahansa, a paramahansa, one who does not live in the material world. Paramahansa, word is used in different places. Sukadeva Goswami, in his prayers, before he starts speaking Bhagavatam, he mentions the paramahansa, that the paramahansas, they get everything that they desire simply by hearing Bhagavatam. Because, of course, Paramahansa means he doesn't desire anything material. He only desires to hear Bhagavatam, relish the Bhagavatam. Navam, navam, ramyam, navam, navam. It's ever fresh, ever new. So one gets a taste for that. Samrita triptasya. He is fully satisfied. Nanyatra syadrati. He doesn't at any time want other hear other shastra. You can hear other shastra. There's so many commentaries. There are all the shastras we read are based on Bhagavatam, practically. Commentaries by Jiva Goswami, the Sandarbhas, his first four Sandarbhas are just to explain Sambandha. That's all in the Bhagavatam. He's quoting Bhagavatam. He's quoting other Puranas, but he's quoting Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam, Bhagavatam. He's establishing in the Tattva Sandarbha the importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's Amalam, spotless, and Vaishnavanam Priyam, very dear to the devotees. Some other sampradayas, they like to read Vishnu Purana. We don't mind, let them read Vishnu Purana. But still, what is it said about Mahaprabhu that Ranyakachirupasana Aradhya Bhagavan Vriyesha Tanayata Dhamma Vrindavanam Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Prema Pumarto Maha. This is Srinath Chakravarti's verse, famous verse. And Prabhupada describes it several times. Aradhya Bhagavan Vriyesha Tanayata. That these several things, simple things one can understand. Srimad Bhagavatam and Rajya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj, and Rajesh, the king of Vrindavan. Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramana, Amalam, and Prema Pumarto. That is the goal. The goal is Prema. And you get it by studying the Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, we get it by relishing bhajans. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is our mainstay. Mahaprabhu Tatradra Napara Ramyakachudapasana. The method of the gopis, the Vajavadu in Vrindavan. That is the topmost method of attaining praying worship of Krishna. So these things, five basic things Rupa Goswami or stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sankirtan, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nam Sankirtan, and Murti Sevam, worshipping the Murti, living in the Holy Dham, and Tulsi. So what is Sanatana Goswami? He has five verses he's given in the Krishna Lila Stava where he praises the Bhagavatam. Ratnadyam, it is the ultimate jewel, Satpalam, the fruit of the Vedas, Sarvedaika Satpalam, the fruit of all the Vedas. He said, Madguru, the Srimad Bhagavatam is my guru, my only friend, Madananda, my only happiness, my only bliss. Sri Krishna Parivartita, it is actually Krishna. Krishna Tulyo Bhagavata, Vibhu Savasraya, Krishna's Kaviraja. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. It is all-powerful, Krishna. Tulyo. Tulyo means equal to Krishna. Bhagavata Bharo is the Bhagavata Shastra, Eka Bhagavata Bharo. Bhagavata Shastra, Kaviraj Goswami tells us. There's one Bhagavata, is Srimad Bhagavatam, but there's also Bhakti Rasa Patra, Ara Bhagavata Bharo Bhakti Rasa. Rasa Patra means a recipient, one who has received Bhagavatam. That means the guru. One has to approach the guru to have Bhagavata Seva. Also, Kaviraj Goswami is giving that verse. One wants to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Charane, the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has to approach the servant of the Bhagavatam. Sarva Bhagavata. Bhagavata Prana. It is the life of all the devotees, as described in this very nice verse. Very wonderful at the last chapter of the Bhagavatam. Paramahansa Mekamamalam Gyanam Parangiyate. And finally it says, Tachinvam Shupatam Vicharana Paro Bhakya Vimucham Naram. It arouses, by discussing the Bhagavatam, the living entity, he attains knowledge and vairagya, And he, if you study, supatam means to study very nicely. Vicharana paro, studying very nicely, bhakta, he gets, without any effort, he gets liberated. Vimuchan nara, tachin bam supatam, vicharana paro, bhakta vimuchan nara. So Srimad Bhagavatam is so important. Sanatana Goswami showing the example, surrounded by these bhattacharyas. Of course, there are other bhattacharyas. It might not be just like when Devananda Pandit and Mahaprabhu saw that he was speaking Bhagavatam. He was so angry because he didn't come to the proper conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He never mentions bhakti. And because he had been very offensive to Shivas Pandit, he was surrounded, I think, with Mukunda, some devotees. He wanted to tear up his Bhagavatam, my God. We read about that a few weeks ago. Can you imagine? It takes one scribe, you know, to write the copy of Bhagavatam and to tear it up, I mean. On the other hand, Gadadhar Pandit, when he was reading Bhagavatam, Srinivasacharya wanted to get his Bhagavatam. He got his association. He said, well, I can't give you my Bhagavatam because I've been crying. He was all blurry. Probably Gadadhar Pandit didn't need to read it. He knew Bhagavatam. But he had to go all the way back to Bengal and try to get a copy. Very difficult to get a copy of Bhagavatam. In the previous era, I mean, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur had problem getting Bhagavatam. What to speak of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it took him several years to even find a copy in 1860s, 70s, to get the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Mahaprabhu wanted to tear up Devananda Pandit. He was stopped. But he was talking about the so-called Mishras and Bhattacharyas. They're all different types of Brahmanas. But if they don't understand Krishna from Bhagavatam, he said, they're worthless. They'll be welcomed by Yamaraj and destroyed. So one has to understand Bhagavatam through the Bhagavata, Bhakti Rasa, Patra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranamamalam. Nigama kalpata rogalitam palam shukamukudumati gavisamitam pibata bhagavatam. Pibata means to drink the bhagavatam. You drink with your ears. We hear that in Brahma Sanita, Angani, Ashisatalandri. All the senses are interchangeable. So devotees, they become like that because they can drink. They can drink with their ears. Sutekshita, Lord Brahma even says, Sutekshita pato nanana tapum song. Shuta ikshita, they see by hearing, and they taste also by hearing. Pibhata means to drink. Pibhata bhagavatam rasamalayam is very soft, easily swallowable. So swallowable that you can even drink it in your ear. So that's the goal of the Bhagavatam, to make everyone a rasika. It's said in the beginning there. This is not sahajya, but it's actually fact that people develop a taste for the Bhagavatam. They only want to hear Bhagavatam, nothing. Let me hear Bhagavatam. So Sanatana Goswami was infected like that, to only and associate with all these great pundits. How fortunate they were also. They probably thought, well, this is pretty cool. I mean, this guy's the chief minister, as it should be. The chief minister should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Pibantiye, and then in the second canto, there's a verse also about drinking. Pibantiye bhagavata atmanasatam. Katamritam, Shavana Bhuteshu Samritam, Vidushayashitam. By hearing, drinking Bhagavatam, then the materialistic desires, they become very insignificant. Vidushikashna. tadrasamrita tripta. So he has no taste for anything else. And of course, Jiva Goswami, Sanatan Rupa, Raghunath, all of our great acharyas. So much taste that they're writing glorifying Bhagavatam. Most of us will never be able to in this life have, we can glorify Bhagavatam by repeating it or like that, but they're able to make Gopal Champu. Krishna's Kaviraj says Gopal Champu, Mysore, Mahatvam, the greatest formidable literature by Jiva Goswami, what to speak. He's following in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. He was editing, helping Rupa Goswami with the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu and writing his own commentary. So Rupa Goswami, when he's, if you look in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, what is in there? A lot of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the Brihad Bhagavatamrita? Sanatana Goswami wrote the first of the great Goswami literature. It's nothing but Srimad Bhagavatam. He's quoting Srimad Bhagavatam. He's writing his own slokas to enhance, to glorify it, to give. It's ever expanding. Tika means, panjika tika, means like when cotton is compressed and then it becomes fluffed out. It's always back to the Srimad Bhagavatam. So many commentaries, all based on Srimad Bhagavatam. All these big, big books, Vagu Bhagavatam. And there's Vaishnav, Brihad Vaishnav Toshini, that which is the satisfying that Sanatana Goswami wrote, commentary on 10th canto. And then Jiva Goswami wrote Lagu in a very humble way. Of course, it's also great, but he's very humble. Lagu, very small. So, and originally Srimad Bhagavatam is given by Krishna in four nutshell verses. But you expand it, Krishna told Brahmaji. I'm giving you these four verses, but you can expand. Aham evasam evagre. This is the essence. And when Vyasadeva was feeling despondent, he'd already composed the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. And Narad Muni said, well, that's okay, but I think you should explain it. You should do the Srimad Bhagavatam. I think it'll be very good. That will help you. That will help all humanity. And he could do it. Samadhi Nanusmara Yavacheshtitam. Narad Muni said, you just go into samadhi. And it's described, Kripaya. He's full of mercy. He could see Muniyakutam, the great Muni. He could see into the future, Kali Yuga, how the people will become Nishitvam. Everything will be diminished. So our only shelter is the Srimad Bhagavatam, described by Vyasadeva, by Shukadeva. Sometimes we don't really know who is giving the shloka. That day by day, chatashtana vidam, dhamma, satyam, all these things are being reduced. Religiosity, forgiveness, length of life. Day by day, all these things being diminished. Kali Banto Dita. So Sanatana Goswami says, Kali, this Yuga, in the Kali Yuga, this Srimad Bhagavatam has risen as like the sun. Krishna Sadama Pagate Dharma Ganan Bisaha. Kalo Nashta Dishamecha Purunarko. Arko means the sun. Purunarko Aduno Dita. Although the Kali Yuga is maybe materially, it's getting worse and worse. But for the devotees, it's they don't want to go anywhere. It's described in the fifth canto, where there's not talks of Bhagavad Katha, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha nama gahana, ashesha gam, harang vidu. All sinful reactions are destroyed at the root by chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. Well, Sanatana Goswami knew the secret, fully realized person, Bhakti Rasa Patra. And he was surrounding himself with the best scholars of the Bhagavatam. And I'm sure they were very enlivened, no doubt. It's described in this purport about the inferior knowledge. And so many things are given. All the Vedas are mentioned, Vyakaran, Niruk, Chand. Chand means how to chant shlokas, which seemed like, wow, that can't be material. But here it's mentioned as something material. Chanda, the different meters. Nirukta, the vocabulary in Sanskrit. All this, Sukadeva Goswami says, Binayat Arpanam, in his prayer. Without all, tapasvino dhanaparaya sasvino manasvino mantri vidasu mangala. The great Manishva, the great thinkers, and tapasvis, tapasvino dhanapara, the great givers of charity, all those persons are void without taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapasvino dhanapara sasvino, those who do yajjas. Manasvina dhanapalaya sasvino, vinayara panam. So in his prayers, we learn so many things. Tamatmanatmanam, saeshatmanam. First in shloka, Prabhupada actually sings this, Sukadeva Goswami's prayers. And very ecstatic to hear it. Namo parasmai purushaya bhuyase sarudbhavastane naroda lila. Grahita Shakti Chitrayaya Dehina Mantarbhavayanu Palakshavakmani. There, Sukadeva Goswami, it's like a chorus, probably uses it. He quotes, he chants it, then he chants another verse, then he goes back and he chants again the first verse of Sukadeva. Isn't it second canon, rather, the fourth chapter, starts with verse 12 or so. So, Namo Parasmai Purisa, he's the full personality of Godhead, but he appears as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Antarbhavayanu Palakshavatmi. His path is always very mysterious. He enters into the heart of every living entity. Antarbhavayanu Palakshavatmi. So it's mysterious, but it's revealed if we hear it through Sukadeva. Svasukha nibrita chachastatastanya bhava. At the end of the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami offers respects to Sukadeva Goswami, who saved Parikshit Maharaj from being bitten by the serpent of samsara, sapa grushto. And he describes Sukadeva as fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, sukha nibbita chitastada, anya bhava, no other bhava. He had no other bhava, but Krishna's leelas were constantly appearing in his heart. Sarastadiyam, leela Krishna sarastadiyam. So when we're hearing Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam, it's coming from Krishna. Lord Brahma is also speaking with Narad. Narad Muni is speaking with Vyas. Sukadeva is also hearing from Narad Muni here. And Suta Goswami is hearing and giving Shonaka and all the sages. So this is the Satphala and the ultimate jewel, Pibanti, again. Piyusam, drank, Sanatana Goswami says. So we drink it, we hear it. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Okay, so I don't see too many commentators.
I have a question.
Do I see a microphone? Do I? Savalokaika Drikpada, Sanatana Goswami says, it gives light, able to see all the people of the world. Savalokaika Drikpada means He gets sight. The Bhagavatam is his sight.
I wanted to ask, you mentioned about commentaries. There's not any verse-by-verse commentary on other Puranas.
This is what was said in this Tattva Sandarbha.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask you that...
Not that there wasn't any, but not... The Bhagavatam is the only Purana with every verse is commentary.
Yeah. So my question is, have any of our Acharyas, the Goswamis or Sridhar Swami, have they commented on the other Puranas? I know nobody did verse by verse, but have they made commentaries?
Probably. I mean, Sridhar Swami probably, but I'm not sure about others. I'm sure they've done, but not as exclusively or not that much like Srimad Bhagavatam.
I mean, they quote it, all our Goswamis, they quote so much from the other Puranas.
Right, they must have studied it.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if they ever made any kind of commentary.
I'm not sure who has and what, but I know Nana Shastra Vicharanaika Nipano Siddhama Samstapako, that they have studied. Nana means many Shastras. Even it is said that Sutta Goswami didn't study every, he didn't study those ones mentioned, what he considered so much, some of these chandas, and we know. When they approached him, he said, you didn't study all that, you're not expert at all. We don't care about all that anyway. So. But mostly he knew it. What is those verses? Sutta, Janas, I can't remember. Anyway, the first canon where they say that. So even Sutta Goswami 5,000 years ago wasn't studying all this, every apara, shastra. But as far as our own acharyas I met, they probably did comment a little, but that's more or less a comment, saying yes, when Nana Shastra, Vicharya, Naikinapado, they studied all of it. And then when they included, when Sanatana Goswami will quote Vishnu Puran sometime, or Padma Puran, or Rupa Goswami will Gopal Bhakta in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, they're quoting all kinds of Puranas. So in a way, that's a comment, indirectly, my silly opinion.
Thank you. There is one comment here. One comment by Jai Gauri Devi. Question: what is mala from amala?
Mala means contamination, and amala, amala harinam amya bilasa, means completely pure. Completely pure. Mala is impure. Of course, mala as your garland or your beads is a different word.
That's mala.
Mala, it's a long A, right?
Long A, both long A's.
They're both mala.
Yeah, and the mala is both short A's.
And then they have this word mala na mashanir nina. When they're wrestling, the wrestlers are called mala na. That's a different word, probably. But
mala na, mala na.
Okay, what's yours?
I have a comment and then a question. I don't know why, but I was surprised to hear how difficult it was for Bhaktivinod to be able to find a Bhagavatam, I guess.
Well, no, he found Bhagavatam, but definitely CC, it took a few years before he got a hold of that. But the Bhagavatam, it's not like one of those scholars that was very favorable to ISKCON, one of them just left his body just recently. Anyway, but there was Stilson Judah, and they were saying how when they were studying the Shastra, when they used to like to study Bhagavatam as academics, it wasn't easy to find in translation. But then, after Prabhupada came to the West, you could go to any airport and get a Srimad Bhagavatam.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, it really put what Srila
Bhakti... You get a fifth canto all about the hell's planet.
It really put what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta did with the printing press, his whole idea of just, spreading it.
Brihadmadanga.
It's like every time we have a yard sale, the people with boxes of just like odd Bhagavatams, to give out. And so many people have
people trying to get rid of their Bhagavatam.
I don't know.
Does that mean something?
No, I'm just saying that it's so Bhagavatam is so accessible now. you know, online and, you know, different people giving classes, you know, wisdom of the sages, you know, using, you know, quoting Bhagavatam and preaching it in all different ways. It's just pretty amazing. And the other question I guess I had was, in the Purport talks about envy. So this word envy, you know, Prabhupada said that in the spiritual world, envy is conspicuous by its absence. And just like how to describe what it is and how to describe, how to not have it.
How to not have it?
Yeah, like I know by chanting and hearing it like that, but like it's like a, you know, a disease that what you want.
Well, envy is means also any kind of animosity, and tato na vijugupsate in the Isha Upanishad, what is it? Yastu sarvani karman. Who knows it? Tato na vijugupsate doesn't hate anyone. One who sees Krishna within everyone within Krishna, he doesn't hate anyone. He's not an illusion. So that's how you don't have it, I guess. You have to see Krishna within everyone and everyone within Krishna. And the whole last half of the 12th chapter of the Gita, which Kaviraj Goswami quotes the entire half, 10 verses or so. And it starts off that Maitra Karuna Eva Cha Nirma, what is it? It says, no envy, friendly, merciful.
Because there's so many ways. When you describe it, then.
And Krishna says, one who studies his conversation, he will become purified.
Because you think of like politics and how people get into
it's
hating.
It's pure envy.
Hating this one and hating that one on the other side, or what they do, what they say.
Oh yeah, Prahlad Maharaj, he was supposed to be learning all this stuff, and he was like on the opposite end. He said, I'm not interested in any of these chatur, and if he's a kshatriya, it's also all you're learning is dhamma, shama, bed, and controlling, how to control people, and he wasn't interested in any of that. Garagraj is going to say
English for dhamma and shama.
Shama means to pacify, give a bribe or give a position, and dhamma means to. Yeah, more like, you know, control. And then Prabhupada calls the last one is danda, the stick or the weapons. And he calls it argumentum ad baculum, which means you finish with argument, I think, and you just stick, you take the weapons. There's shastra and then shastra. The shastra is, if one doesn't understand shastra, then he has to get the shastra, the actual weapon. But first you try to explain, like Prahlad was doing with all those schoolmates and with Hiranyakashipu, Suryavarja Dehinam, all best of the demons. One thing I'll tell you, I didn't learn much in the school with Sandanamarka, but I learned that you are sadasamudvigna, you're always in anxiety because you're so attached. Vanamgato yadarim, you should give it up, the dark well, and go to the forest and just but he didn't like that, Hiranyakashipu. It wasn't that. So he got the ultimate shastra, the nails of an Ashringadeva. Tavakara kama avare nakama
dukashringa. I wanted to thank you for the description of everybody was getting the dust from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and making.
I wasn't there, but I read about it.
Yeah. Well, you made it very visual. To the extent that I realized that that we can meditate on that verse all the time here in Alachua. We've got
bumpy roads.
So many potholes are there.
They didn't get there by people picking it up, but.
But at least we can meditate on that when we're driving on these roads that are full of.
Yeah, that's good. That's your udipan.
Yeah, but, otherwise we drive, especially in our road, coming to the temple, we're like, it's so bad, so thank you for that.
Anything else? You want to talk? I get some interesting comments up there. If you're 12 feet from someone, you could talk through your real mouth. Yeah, no, it's some jerk about me. You want to be on the thing? Oh, she's going to be
better. Hey, that envy thing, that's the root of the whole game.
Right.
It's not just like...
Itcha dvesha samutena bhanga mahina, born with envy, Krishna says.
Well, it comes to material, that's it.
Dvesha. Dvesha is a word for hatred, envy.
You want to imitate the pastimes. You know, there's some...
It's so difficult.
Well, it's not like you just think it away, like, okay, today I'm not going to be envious. You know, oh, I'm so good. I got the gold star. I mean, you got to purify the heart. There's something really that's primal in the heart, at the core of it. It may not just be, you're in the spiritual and something you're pointing and running touchable, but there's just something I want to experience things a little differently here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah.
Shekhar Dharmana Marjanam Bhavamahadavagni Nivapanam Shekhar.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. And but it's really at the core, at the primal, at the deepest layer of computation or whatever, the kernel.
So you take somebody like,
at the heart.
Hitler or, Stalin was just so envious,
All right, Stalin, is that what you're saying?
I'm thinking of people like Hitler and Stalin who were so
envious. Well, they were the last of the nice guys.
That they, they just killed so many people without seeming even a flick of the conscience. So,
well, they'll have to change really.
So how do we think, how do you develop the compassion even for them, not to, dislike them, but just to have, I know theoretically you have pity for them because they're so covered over. But you know what I mean? It just seems like that's hard.
Well, we can look at, Shastra, Vasudev Datta and Haridas Thakur, Prabhupada Saraswati says they're the most merciful.
That's true.
And what, when I see this sinful reaction, my heart is breaking. Put their sinful reaction on my head. Mara Bidhi on my head. So you can try to emulate that if you want.
That's amazing.
Okay, yeah, so you should probably read Bhagavatam or chant, and then you might get an idea. If you didn't get it yet, I'm not going to be able to.
Can we have mercy?
Give her the mic.
Can we have mercy for demons?
She wants to know how to have the mercy. Okay, 9 o'clock. I think we're finished.
There's so many people who need a little bit of attention here. Why do we have to worry about Stalin, Hitler? They're freaking dead. Somebody is taking care of Stalin and Hitler, I assure you, somewhere. Yeah, but
okay. Too much. I'm turning this off.
All right. We can be merciful to everybody, but there's a lot of people like in here now we can engage with. He's a little bit out of our department.
Even have to take it off.